ओम शांति। Is congratulating to the elevated souls who have got a new life, the souls who are the creators of the new age for the new year. For the world, the new world, the new year is starting. Children, there is the remembrance of the new age. The new year will start tomorrow. Similarly, even the new age,
Anival,
is going to come tomorrow. Are you able to become conscious of the thought that our new age is to come any time now? Just as in the hearts of human beings in the world, there is the joy. There is the limited enthusiasm for the new year. They have the temporary happiness and you have the permanent, the constant happiness as the new age is coming for you. The feeling is as if it is a
Lord, on earth you will have.
A matter of just today and tomorrow.
God. Naya yug.
Today is the new.
Samnikara.
Today is the old age. And the new age is standing in front of you. According to the drama, it is only a matter of today and tomorrow.
I see. Sapasht Samarthi.
Are you able to experience this consciousness clearly? Are you able to have that experience that clearly? Or have you come only to celebrate the new year? The new year reminds us of the new age. Do you have the zeal and enthusiasm in your heart that what we will be tomorrow? Are you able to see in front of you your new dress of the body? Do you remember how beautiful your new costume of the body was? What customs were there? How the kingdom was ruled? How nature was your server? How it was Sato Pradhan. Is this remembrance clear in your intellect that you were the heirs of that new kingdom? Are you able to see it clearly in front of you? How beautiful is that new world?
अनुभव कर सकते हो.
कैन यू एक्सपीरियंस योर किंगडम इन वन सेकेंड? आर यू ऑलरेडी एक्सपीरियंसिंग इट? Within 1 second, take yourself to the new age. Do you know how to go there? You have claimed the rights to the kingdom, so you have it in your memory. So experience. Our rule is so lovely.
Pyara bhi hai. To pyara bhi.
It is unique and also lovely. Second, have the consciousness that it's my kingdom. And I have the right to the whole world. It is the gift given to me for the new year. By the Father. On New Year Day, they exchange gifts. But that is only temporary. And the Father gives you the gift. Of a right to the to a kingdom of the world. It is an imperishable gift. this imperishable gift which is given by the Father to all of you becomes your constant destiny. It becomes your unshakable destiny, which no one can take away. It is unbroken. So, have you received this gift? Have you not? Do you have this gift? Have you received it? Yes, you have. You're waving your hands. Take care of this gift. No robber should rob this gift from you. You have a double lock to it. Have you not? Do all of you have a double lock? Nowadays, single lock is not sufficient. There's need of a double lock. Not the Godrage lock, but God lock.
God is a lock.
God has given you such a lock. Which cannot be broken by anyone. If you become careless, then the robber will come. Even robbers are very clever. They know that this one's lock is loose today. This is why do not become careless. In this new year, have you made new plans for the self and for service? Have you made any new plans?
Conference karni hai, dialogue karna hai.
the new plan in the form of conference or dialogue, that's okay. But what new plan have you made? Have you made any new plan? Baba's asking Dadiji, and Dadiji is nodding her head. What new plan have you made? Dadiji is saying something to Baba. There's Nivea Bhai there, Ramesh Bhai there, all the senior brothers sitting, and they are saying something to Baba. Sister Mohini is reminding of something to Dadiji. Sister Chakradhari is saying something. Well, I'm not able to hear what they're saying in the audience, but Baba says it's good. In this new year, whether in Bharat or in other countries, Bab Dada wishes to see a bouquet of special souls from this land as well as other lands. You have done enough service of different professionals, haven't you? Therefore now prepare jewel from every profession. Not a single profession should be missed. Why? Because as time is coming close, no one from any profession should complain that our profession was untouched. Someone from every profession who can do the work of a mic should be served, because as the time is coming closer, people from all professions, people from all religions let the same voice come from the lips of all that the Father has come. Because it is only at Sangham Yug.
Sabhi. Dharam Sthapak Atman.
When
wow.
All the prophet souls
Sarva Varga Ki Atma Ko
as well as the souls of all professions are going to get the message. The seed has to be sown in them so that they take so much power from here that they become the inventors in their profession or their religions. Therefore, you have to prepare all these seeds. So that at their right times, they will become instruments in their departments, because Baba is the seed and all of you the Brahmin souls are the stems, the branches. Therefore other others are going to spring out from you, the branches and the seed. Therefore, prepare such souls from this land as well as from other lands. Bring a sample of each. From one sample, so many others are created automatically. So prepare such seeds from all religions, from all professions, and make it into a bouquet. Let such a bouquet be prepared. Not a single one should be missed. Only then it will be said. Only then it will be said that you are the world benefactors. Not one branch should be missed out. All the branches should be served. All branches are needed. Though in your new age, there will not be many professions. In spite of many professions not existing there, but at least the souls of those branches who will come in Copper Age and Iron Age will become instrumental for creating their branches, also need strength, which they will get from you only. Just as all the prophet souls will cooperate with you to hoist the Father's flag along with you. Similarly, the souls of all professions will cooperate with you in hoisting the Father's flag. Only then it will be said that with the cooperation of all, a better world will be established, a happy world will be established. They are becoming cooperative. But those souls have to be brought closer. They have to be made instrumental. Sow the seed in them of becoming instrumental. Did you understand what you have to do? Even in foreign lands, it has become easy now to have connections with IPs and VIPs, is it not? Is it difficult to contact them? Is it easy or difficult to contact IPs and VIPs in foreign lands? And Jayanti Ben says it's becoming easy. So Bhaktada is going to see that in the next new year, that means 98 end, all of you will come back again, won't you? Therefore, the gift for the next new year for Bhaktada should be in a form of such a bouquet. You have been given 1 year, it's not less. When you do it, yes, and everyone is waving his hand. From this land as well as from other lands, you will do this task, won't you? Very good. Everyone is waving his hand. He's raising his hand. So Baba says, yes, you will do it. It's already done. You only have to become instrumental. What will the double foreigners do? Say, double foreigners, you will do it, won't you? Say yes. Yeah, you can raise your hand. Very good. All the double foreigners. No, Baba wants all the double foreigners to raise their hand, and everyone claps. They didn't understand. Baba wants only the double foreigners to raise their hand. All double foreigners, raise your hand, please. Yes, raise it higher, please. So Baba wants to see all the double foreigners. Yes, Baba is going to see who does it first, who prepares the bouquet first, whether it is Bharat or other lands. And how big the bouquet are they going to prepare? Is it not okay? It's all right? Is it okay? Yes, and they are hearing everywhere. They are hearing in Bharat, and they are also hearing in other countries. Now everyone is getting the zeal and enthusiasm. They are making plans already. Yes, Baba, we will do this, we will do that. All of you are saying it, aren't you? Now, that was about world service, but what will you do for yourself? Even that plan has to be made. If you won't make the plan for self-benefit, then the spiritual power will not be given in world service, a world benefit. And therefore, as Baba knows, the enthusiasm and zeal the children have in their hearts, for self-benefit too, Bab Dada will say that all those children who celebrated the Diamond Jubilee, the Golden Jubilee, the Silver Jubilee, or any other Jubilee, or whatever more Jubilees which are going to happen in the future, every one of them has promised Baba with great enthusiasm that, Baba, I will definitely become like the Father Haven't all of you made this promise?
Yes.
Have all of you made the promise? Even the double foreigners have made the promise?
Yes.
That you will become Bhav Saman? Those at the back, have you made a promise?
Yes.
And everyone is raising his hand. What about on this end? On Baba's left? Those in the front, you haven't raised your hand. What about the ones in the front? Raise your hand if you have made a promise to become Bhav Saman in this year. Are you feeling cold? What about you? Baba is looking at everyone and asking them, have you made a promise to become like the Father? Raise your hand. Yes, all are raising their hand now. Congratulations. The promise is very nice, very good, very sweet, very lovely, and very powerful, which you have made. Now, the only thing is that you have to continue, you have to fulfill it constantly. When you make a promise, you do it with great enthusiasm and you keep a very good courage too. But what happens after that? Maya comes in the form of a rat. To some it comes in the form of a cat. What does a cat do? It says meow, meow. And what do children do when they are under the influence of Maya? They say meh, 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 I. So don't say meow, meow of a cat, I of a cat. What does a rat do? A rat eats anything. So what does Maya do? It cuts, it bites the treasures of the children and eats it up. Sometimes it comes in the form of a lion. What does a lion do? It frightens even the fearless. So Baba's children who are Master Almighty, they are made disheartened by Maya. So don't do that. Don't allow Maya to come. Put a double lock on it. In this year, do not allow anyone to come. celebrate this year as the year of freedom from everything. The year of freedom. Baba has given this year a name, Year of Freedom. When you celebrate this year as the year of freedom or liberation, then you will go to the world of liberation. And what will you do for that? It's a very minor thing you have to do. It's not something very big. Will you do it? Will you do that small thing? Will you do it? And everyone is raising his hand. Bap Dada is giving you only a small slogan. Make everything worthwhile and get success. There are rhyming words in Hindi. Safal karo means make everything be used in a worthwhile way, and safalta pao, get and become successful, get success. What do you have to make everything be used in a worthwhile way? Whatever you have, whatever property you have, whether it's your time, your thoughts, your breath, your body, mind, wealth, make everything be used in a worthwhile way. Neither waste them nor save them for the future need, but make them be used in a worthwhile way. Let every thought of yours be also used in a worthwhile way. Thought too is your property, just as wealth is your property, that is physical. Similarly, your subtle property is time, breath, thoughts. Let not even one thought go a waste. Let it be used in a worthwhile way. Whether by service to the mind, or by service through words, or by service through actions, check how much your property was used in a worthwhile way. And through that, how much you accumulated for the future. In the new year, for the new year, Baba is giving you a special blessing. May you make everything of yours be used in a worthwhile way and thereby experience success multi-million times. You can reap the immediate fruit very easily. The only thing is that you have to do it with an honest heart, with a true heart. Baba, who is the innocent Lord, the Father, is pleased easily with the one who has a true heart. This is why make everything be used in a worthwhile way, whether it is the wealth of knowledge, wealth of virtues, wealth of powers, make them be used in a worthwhile way. Do you know how to make them be used in a worthwhile way? Or do you know more how to save them for the future need? Do not put them aside for the future need. Use them. When you say that everything will happen suddenly and that you have to become ever ready, so make whatever you have with you be used in a worthwhile way. Bap Dada doesn't need it. It will be for you. You have to accumulate it for yourself. Baba is the bestower. But to make it be used in a worthwhile way is actually to accumulate it for the future. Saw your account of how much you have accumulated according to the need of the hour. Bap Bap Dada has everyone's account of his accumulation. And in that account of accumulation, what must have Bap Dada seen? Many children understand or they say a lot that this of mine has been accumulated, that of mine has been accumulated. They describe a lot of what they have accumulated in an external way. But actually, in Baba's account, there it is very little compared to what they mention or narrate about their accumulation. Why? Are you able to understand why? The same first lesson. I-ness and my-ness. I and my. I did it. This is my service. It is my task. They think that they are accumulating, but actually it is coming out from the account of accumulation and going in the account of waste. This is an automatic machinery. It should actually be that Baba has got it done. It is Baba's service. It is not my service. Not that I have done it. Do not describe it. I did this, I do that. I did it. Don't say I. Say Baba. And it will be accumulated multi-million times. But if you say I and my, then it will be transferred from your account of accumulation into the accumulation of waste. Into the account of waste. This is very fast automatic machinery. You will not even come to know about it. Even the checking of this should be done with a very subtle, in a very subtle way, with a true heart and in a very detached way. And this checking can be done only by such souls who know how to be detached. When you jewels of the beginning went on service at the beginning, at that time what feelings did you have in you? What words would come out of your mouth? Did you ever say, I do this or I do that? At that time you used to say, Baba has done this, Baba did it. And this is why air souls were created at that time. You, the jewels who did service at the beginning, got success because you said Baba, Baba, so, and you got, and air souls were created because of that. This is the proof. Present, very few heirs come to Bap Dada. Very few heir quality souls come to Bap Dada at this time. Why? Because Baba and I both have become mixed. Therefore, in this year, therefore, in this year, Bab Dada is giving you a blessing very generously, that you can accumulate as much as you want. Do it. Do it. Are you getting goose pimples? Do it. Make everything be used in a worthwhile way. Become an embodiment of success. Baba is giving spiritual strength through his drishti now. Baba is giving drishti to everyone. There is pin drop silence in the hall. The spiritual power coming from Baba's drishti is immense. Powerful sparkle on Baba's face. So much love being revealed through Baba's eyes. Everyone is absorbed in Baba's love, taking drishti from Baba. I know what is, I can feel what's going on in everyone's minds. Yes, Baba, we will fulfill the promise. We will become Bab Saman. This is what Baba wants us to become. Baba's drishti is going round. to everyone in the hall. First, Papa looked on the left. Now he's looking on his right, looking at the children on his right. Giving drishti to everyone. Drishti continues. Okay. Which ceremony did you celebrate now? It was the Silver Jubilee of the Kumars. Those who have come for the celebration of Silver Jubilee, raise your hand. So about 230 Kumars celebrated their Silver Jubilee. They raised their hands and Baba is looking at them and he says, okay, put your hand down. Double foreigners who celebrated their 10 years and above, their ceremony, raise your hand. Those double foreigners who celebrated the other day, who are 10 years and above in Gyan, raise your hand. Yes. Yeah. Baba's looking at the double foreigners who celebrated the ceremony of being 10 years and above in Gyan. They were about 130 double foreigners who celebrated their ceremony of being in knowledge for 10 years and above. This time there are not many older Brahmins from abroad because most of them will come in February, I think. So there were only 130.
Double ceremony, Madai.
So there was a double ceremony done. It was the ceremony of those in Bharat and of those living abroad. It is very good. To celebrate a ceremony means to stamp the self with a firm promise. You celebrated the ceremony very well. Bap Dada also liked the scenes.
Just
when you celebrate, you make a firm promise and stamp that promise with the stamp of the Almighty government, so that the promise remains permanent. Therefore, to celebrate means to fulfill a promise. So have you stamped yourselves permanently, or is it a weak stamp? Have you stamped yourselves permanently? The Kumars say, who celebrated their silver jubilee, did you stamp yourself permanently? You are raising your hand very well. It is good. Do not forget that scene, the scene of the celebration. And this scene whenever any weakness comes in you, at that time, bring the photo of your ceremony in front of you. You take everyone's photograph, is it not? And it is given to all the individuals, is it not? Yes. So this photograph is not for any reason, it is with a reason. And Ramesh Bhai, the photographer, is saying that he will give the Kumars the photograph tomorrow. Because the ceremony was yesterday. Baba says, why photographs are taken? Because they become a remembrance for you. When anything happens, you should bring them in front of you. It shouldn't be that you put them locked away in a cupboard, that whenever you need them, you don't know where you have placed it. This is a very big gift, because it's a sign to remind you. And the Sindhi group, raise your hand. All the Sindhis, raise your hand. So a big group of nearly 30. So many have come. Sister Kavita and her group. Did you also celebrate the ceremony? Yes. Did you celebrate? Yes. So they were also in their 10-year ceremony. Was your photograph taken too? And they say yes. They already got their photographs. Their ceremony was day before yesterday, so they got their photos yesterday and today. Now what will you do? You will take good care of them, won't you? Who is the head of this Sindhi group? Who is the head of this Sindhi group? There is Brother Nari, Nari Bhai, and Brother Lakshman. both are the group leaders. Yes, the heads are powerful. This group has to remember it very well, because you have celebrated and the celebration is meant to be always jubilous, always be enthusiastic. One is the enthusiasm of yoga. So also let this yoga enthusiasm of yoga also increase. It should not become less. Let your enthusiasm continue to increase. It should not reduce. The sisters say yes. Kavita, Gop. Sister Gopi, Gop, stand up. Yes, Prabha, Sister Prabha, Sister Gop, and there's so many others in these sisters. Sister Lavina, who is responsible? Who is the leader? Just as these two brothers raise their hand, who is the responsible among the Shaktis? Who is the responsible one amongst the Kshatriyas? Kavita and the other two, Gopi and the third sister, so they are raising their hand. They have unity, great unity. They are always together. Let this be immortal. Baba is blessing you, the blessing of immortality. Yeah, very good. You may sit down. They're very obedient. They didn't sit till Baba told them to sit. So Baba says, why does Bap Dada put the Sindhi group in the front? Of course, all of you are one ahead of the other. Each one is more lovely than the other. But why does Bap Dada put the Sindhi group in the front? Because this Sindhi group will do the task of charity begins at home, because Baba started the establishment work in Sindh, and therefore Bap Dada remembers all of you. In particular, he has also made you instrumental, as you belong to that land where Baba started the work of establishment, and therefore now your task is to awaken the people in this community. You have to wake them up. No one should be left behind. Baba's task of establishment started in Sindh. So where the establishment began, the souls of that place should not be left out. Bap Dada Bap Dada has mercy. He feels sorry for those souls too. Yes, Brahma's charity, Brahma Baba belong to that place. So charity begins at home. Baba too awakened you. He made you instrumental. And now you have the responsibility of awakening others in this community. Don't you think that you have the responsibility? Do you have the responsibility? Yes? You are clever. Gop. Nari Bhai, Baba is telling you are clever. Yes. See, when establishment took place, at that time, Baba's family was the first family, and along with that family, your family too became instrumental. Baba is telling Nari Bhai that the Chandramani's Laukik family, does you know it, don't you? So what will you do now? What will you do now? You give very good replies. You please Baba's heart. So he, this brother Nari, he's actually Dadi Chandramani's Laukik sister's son. So this family became the second family to surrender to Baba along with Baba's family. So Baba says, as you say, yes, we will do it. So a gulab jamun in your mouth. Not just gulab or rose, but gulab jamun, at least it's a sweet which you will eat. What will you do with just a rose flower? But gulab jamun you eat. So let that be in your mouth. That is, let your mouth be sweetened. Whatever you have said, let it take a practical shape. So Baba is now telling to everyone else also, each one has to become instrumental. And the other family is Savitri Dadi's family. All of you stand up, please. Savitri Dadi's family, all the three sons, the daughters, in-laws, all of them stand up. So it's three sons and three daughter-in-laws of Savitri Dadi. She was actually the founder of Hong Kong Center. She started Hong Kong Center. She left her body some years back, but her three sons and daughters and daughter-in-laws, do all of you know this? Do you all of you know the Savitri Dadi's family? That your family became instrumental in service first. And your family went ahead also in service first. So you have to follow your Laukik mother and father, because your Laukik mother and father started service abroad, started service in many places. You have to follow your Laukik mother and father, is it not? Yes? Yes. So one is in Hong Kong, one is in London, and one is in America. And Bap Dada will see that what these two families are going to do, Gop and Nari's family and Savitri Dadi's family. It is good. You have become instrumental. Just as your mother and father became instrumental, that is, your elders became instrumental, similarly, you have to follow them. Is it okay? See, Baba is meeting you specially. You are lucky, aren't you? What will the Kumars do? About 5,000 Kumars are sitting in this gathering. The Kumars should do some new Kamal. Kamal means some wonder. So the Kumars should do such a wonder. That you make the impossible become possible. The wish is to make the Kumars become examples and stand on the stage of the world. So, will the Kumars play such a hero role? Will you? And all the Kumars raise their hand, they wave their hand, or is it just up to raising the hand only? One who is to play a hero role should be a flawless diamond, and they spun on the word hero. Hero means hero, and hero also means a diamond. So the one who plays a hero role should also be a flawless diamond. Is it like that? Are you that? And they raise their hand again. What wonders will the double foreigners do? Double foreigners should do such a wonder. that you give
message
to such souls who become mics for Bharat. Of course, even the mics of Bharat have their impact. However, the impact of the mics of foreign countries will be double. Therefore, double foreigners have to prepare such mics who can serve Bharat. Next year such mics should come. It shouldn't be that they come and give lecture and go away. No, they should come close in contact and relationship. Even though they don't become regular or follow your principles, but they should at least accept that this is God's task. And they have, and they should make their lives like these people. But even if they say that they don't have the strength, the power, the courage to make their lives like ours, it doesn't matter. But still, they will become mics and come closer and closer to you and ultimately make their lives also like yours. They will not become students straight away, but with the power of service and by becoming instruments through that impact or influence, they will become like you. So did you understand, double foreigners, what you have to do? Now Baba will see which country becomes instrumental for that service. Let it be any country. Then that country will be given an award. Double foreigners are hearing this Murli abroad also, aren't they? And yes, they too are thinking, they are searching and wanting to know whom they can make instrumental. Looking for that person whom they can make instrumental for becoming a mic. Baba should be reminded of the youth group. Mira Ben is telling Baba that the brothers and sisters have come from 30 countries. from 30 countries. And also Brother Lee did the youth retreat. And 175 youth group, raise your hand. Those who participated in the youth retreat, stand up. All those who participated in the youth retreat. From 20 countries. They have come from 20 countries. Brother Lee, the instrument soul, he is the one who made the whole program. Raise your hand, Lee Bhai. Yes, Baba is looking at Brother Lee. Good, you did something very good. Now, the youth of foreign lands do such service that you prepare a group of youths like you, and when there is a conference for sannyasis, gurus here, at that time Baba will invite you to meet those gurus, that even the Mahatmas, gurus in front of you youths, should bow. They should bow before you youths. Even the big gurus should bow before you. Yes, sit down. Prepare such a group. Did you hear Brother Lee? Lee, where is the master gone? Brother Lee, come in the front. Yes. Walking very gently. You have done something very good. You have prepared such a big group. Now, prepare a group in such a way that the Mahatmas, the gurus or sannyasis of Bharat, who think that it is difficult to remain celibate, to lead a pure life, in front of them, these youth should share their experiences that it is not difficult, it is easy, and we have become easy yogis, and we have become celibate easily. the influence or impact of such yogi celibate youths will be there on the sannyasis, and that will reveal Baba. It will be a wonderful scene of revelation. You can also tell the government that see, these youth are such who with their mental power, with the power of their minds, are doing world benefit. Is it right? Is this possible? Now Baba wants a very strong group of such youth. It shouldn't be that this group goes in front of the sannyasis or the government, and after some time someone fails from that group. They should be very strong, pakka yogis. Such a pakka group should be created and be brought in front of Bap Dada by you. It should be that group which should guarantee Baba, yes Baba, they should say, we are powerful, strong, unshakable, eternal, imperishable Brahmin souls. Let anything happen, we will never shake. Bring such a group in front of Bap Dada. Is it okay? You are very courageous. And wherever there is courage, there is also Baba's help. Very good. Congratulations. The youths of Bharat also should become ready in this way. Who take that Baba speaking to Ratan Mohini Dadi? She is the chairperson of the youth wing in India. So prepare such youth. It shouldn't be that today they are strong and tomorrow they become weak. Dadi Ratan Mohini is saying that they have written their promise, their pledge, and they want, and they are going to read it out. Brother Lee, the pledge. They have written their pledge and they have prepared it to read in front of Baba. So some are coming in the front. Bap Dada has seen enough writings. Everyone is laughing. Bap Dada has also received so many letters of promises. They are all with Bap Dada. So the youths of Bharat say,
yeah.
is the promise which all of you have made today going to remain only in the file, or is it final? Is it going to be final, or will it remain only in the file? All the youth again who think that they are pakka, very strong, see their video is being taken, show their video, take their video. Raise your hand. Their video is being taken. And they have raised their hand. All the youth, there are about 5,000 Kumars. So this video is going to be sent to all of you. Those who make their promise final, that will reach Bap Dada. Otherwise, there are many who make promises in their files. Did you understand? Do not let your promises to remain in the file only, but become that what you promise in a final way. Yes? What does Li Bhai want to show? So, Brother Li and his group is bringing a big banner on the stage, and the title of the youth retreat was The Voice Unspoken. So Baba is looking at the banner. Sister Meera and Sister Jayanti are coming on the stage. And Sister Meera is showing Bap Dada the pledge which they have written, that from today onwards we are going to apply a full stop to all the waste and discipline, surrender. That's our promise. So Meera Ben is translating the pledge to Bap Dada, and the aim of the retreat was the voice unspoken. The voice unspoken, and the experience of this will remain with us constantly, and the pledge which we have made to Baba will remain firm. The knowledge of the soul and the supreme soul which we have received, we will go into the depth of that. We will develop the youth power in us, the youth energy in us. So Sister Meera is showing that to Baba. And now Sister Chakradhari of Russia is showing something to Baba. The Russians have prepared a big heart, and everyone has signed and put their signatures in small hearts and put in the big heart, and whose is it? I wonder, I don't know. Ask Chakradhari Venkatali, who has made this card? Thank you. Put on the mic. See on the mic. Who has made that heart? Tell Meera to say R. Whose heart? Who has made this heart? Put see on the mic, no? I can't hear. Tell Chakradhari Ben to say on the mic so that everybody knows what she's giving to Baba.
These cards presented by Chakradhari Ben was given by all the people.
Speak in Hindi, no?
Expressing the love for Baba.
I didn't get it. You must have got it. Very good. So the pledge is written on this banner. Meera Ben is telling Baba. Very good. So, Baba is smiling and says, "Acha, okay." Everyone has got a good lottery of service. Because Muni Ben tells Baba, this time it was Delhi zone which was the server. And Baba says, this time Delhi got the lottery of serving. For every kalpa, Delhi has included its service. All those of Delhi stand up. So many from Delhi zone, they're all standing up. Baba is looking at everyone. There must be over 2,000-3,000 all from Delhi sitting in the audience. Delhi and Agra. All those from Agra zone stand up. Delhi and Agra did service of this group. It is good.
Sayogi Padanna Artha.
To become cooperative means to come closer.
Vishesh Atmaoki Sameep Anika.
You get a chance of coming closer to the special souls, and along with that, the the strength received from service is used when needed. So in this way, you accumulate your fortune and you also come closer to the special souls. You come in contact with many souls too. So it's a good method of coming closer to everyone. It's good you have given chance to every zone. Those of Delhi like this, don't you? So raise your hand. They don't understand when Baba says, clap with one hand, but they think when they hear the word clap, they clap with both hands. So Baba uses the Hindi term clap with one hand. It means raise your hand. So it's good. Shashi Ben is saying something to Baba. There are some souls. Dr. Ray Bhatt. Yes, you may sit down. There are beautiful bouquets of flowers placed in front of Baba's table. Well, if you are happy, aren't you, to hear Baba congratulating to so many? How many congratulations have all of you received today? How many congratulations? How many times? You can say million, billion, trillion times congratulations to all of you. Okay. To all the souls who are heirs to the world kingdom in the new age, to all the souls who make everything of theirs be used in a worthwhile way and become embodiments of success. Unshakable souls who bring their promises in practical form.
Mm-hmm.
to all the souls who always experience enthusiasm and give enthusiasm to others. Congratulations, congratulations to all of you for the new age. And the new year. And along with that, to all the courageous souls, who through their courage receive the Father's help, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar, and Namaste.